This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Harvey Weinstein was back in court today facing accusations that he's tampered with his electronic ankle monitor. WCBS's Steve Burns is at Manhattan Criminal Court.
Harvey Weinstein has been free on $1 million bail ahead of his trial, set to get underway in a month. But he is required to wear an ankle bracelet.
His ankle monitor has never been off of his ankle.
That bracelet is prone to technical glitches, in the words of Weinstein's attorney, Donna Rotuno.
It has nothing to do with any manipulation of a bracelet.
Prosecutors see it differently, accusing Weinstein of deliberately leaving it behind and going off the radar for hours at a time. Judge James Burke didn't make any rulings, with discussion set to resume on Wednesday. Weinstein was looking noticeably frail, walking with a limp and leaning on an assistant as he made his way out.
He has some back issues that we're hoping to address this week.
And Rotuno says this process would be tough for anyone.
This has been hard on him.
Rotuno herself was also the subject of some discussion. Prosecutors said her many media appearances would make it hard to find an impartial jury. The judge denied a request for a gag order. Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
In his first interview since announcing his presidential run, Mike Bloomberg explained why he launched his campaign. WCBS's Rich Lamb has more.
Mike Bloomberg says he changed his mind and decided to join the race because, as he told Gayle King on CBS This Morning, I looked at our national government getting worse under our president.
I said back in 2016, he is the wrong person for the job. He doesn't have the temperament or the ethics, the intellect to do the job. And I watched and I said, we just can't have another 4 years of this. And then I watched all the candidates and I just thought to myself, Donald Trump would eat him up.
About apologizing for stop and frisk.
The mark of an intelligent, competent person is when they make a mistake, they have the guts to stand up and say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry.
We don't question your belief that you made a mistake. I think the question is the timing that you realize you made the mistake.
Well, nobody asked me about it until I started running for president,
okay.
So come on.
Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Long Island man who was punched by Freeport police officers as he was arrested Tuesday faced a judge today.
He punching him for no reason, just punching him.
The video that has been widely shared on social media shows what appears to be seven white police officers arresting Akbar Rogers, who is black. An investigation is underway to see if excessive force was used.
And y'all tasing him here on the ground.
Akbar has been charged with resisting arrest and assault. He is out on bail after a court appearance here in Nassau County. He told me,
I'm proud that I got a lot of support from, you know, a lot of people out there that saw this event. And I'm just, you know, I'm still, my kids and my family is really, they're really distraught by the whole ordeal.
The Freeport mayor and the Nassau County executive called for the investigation. One of the officers involved is the mayor's son. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now over to the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Smirbeck. Pretty cloudy so far today. Can we expect any precipitation, Bob?
Just a little bit, Michael. Those clouds are streaming quickly across the area, but it will be breezy and milder this afternoon with a high of 49. Now, there will be a rain shower or two later this afternoon into this evening, even a few snow showers in some distant Jersey, Hudson Valley, and Connecticut suburbs. Later on tonight, partly cloudy, brisk and turning cold, low 32 in Midtown, 26 in some suburbs. Breezy and quite cold tomorrow, despite plenty of sunshine, a high of 38. Wind chills will be in the 20s. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 44. Right now, it's 45 degrees in Central Park, going up to 49.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.